Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Global grain production decreased by 2% this year, reports John Rudolph in the New York Times, due mainly to erratic weather events of the type predicted to occur under climate change. Many crops were destroyed from the month-long heat wave in Eurasia and the massive flooding in Pakistan caused by an unusually strong monsoon this past summer. Combined with a rising food demand, this puts humanity dangerously close to a food crisis. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization 2010 Food Outlook Report predicts this shortfall will cause food prices in poor and low-income countries to rise 10 to 20% to record highs this year and further deplete world grain supplies. This will put more pressure on crop success in 2011 to keep food prices climbing even further. As it is, food riots have broken out among poor countries across the world in the past few years when crop shortfalls and conversion of cropland into growing biofuels caused prices of basic food cereals to rise. This will likely get worse as rising food and biofuel demands from increasing populations clash with reductions in food supplies induced by climate change. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.